The importance of having and setting personal goals. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, New King James Version. The just live by faith. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. There is an old saying from experienced and weathered veterans of successful personal and business operations that stresses the importance of having and setting goals. It goes like this, quote, if you aim at nothing, for sure you will hit it, end quote. Goals are set to be met, not missed. The conundrum that exists is that in the process and efforts of setting and working towards achieving goals, the individual will continually be missing and not be accomplishing all of his or her set goals. If one does not have and keep all three kinds of goals, short-term, intermediate, and long-term, there is a great danger of becoming discouraged and then completely terminating any of your own efforts to continue to persevere and keep accomplishing the goals that you originally set for yourself. Success is a journey. It is in play all of the time. The laws and principles governing the achievement of personal success always are working for or against you, depending on how you are working and the example you are showing your organization. You must have long-range goals to keep you from being frustrated by short-range failures. Always keep your eyes on your goals. Stay focused. Remember, focus on your goals, not on your failures or misfires. Stay focused and never quit working. You will make it as long as you never give up. Permit me to tell you a story. A man once approached a construction site and noticed three men shoveling dirt out of a long ditch. He asked the first man what he was doing. The man sneered back with a surely you can figure it out for yourself attitude, digging a ditch. He walked on to the next man and asked the same question. The reply was only slightly more kind. I'm making a living. Gotta feed the wife and kids, you know. When he asked the third man what he was doing, the man said with a great deal of positive energy and pride, sir, I am creating part of a masterful set of irrigation channels that are going to turn this dry old valley into a garden rich with produce to feed the world's hungry. Your personal desire and enthusiasm to continue your pre-planned efforts and accomplishments can and will be focused on the tasks at hand as long as you look beyond the seemingly meaningless chores and minor failures of today and see a bigger picture. Ultimately, one that serves the needs of other people and glorifies your Heavenly Father. You will find greater satisfaction in your daily grind if you see yourself as making jewels for the Lord's crown rather than simply polishing rocks. You can only go in life where your mental focus is placed. Make certain that you keep your mind intensely focused on that which you purposely desire and are working to accomplish every day. You will attract that which you are, not that which you want. Your constant righteous personal performance is what will impact and attract other people to you, who will indeed assist you in achieving your set goals and then accomplishing those dreams you have decided to realize. You cannot stop a person who refuses to be stopped. So as you get knocked down, as you pursue your dreams and goals, always get back up and resume your constructive efforts until the job is adequately done. Leaders gotta lead.